Since 2020, the world is facing an unprecedented global health emergency, the COVID-19 pandemic. This pandemic has had a devastating impact on all economic sectors. Tourism is one of the sectors most affected. Indeed, travel restrictions and lockdowns have been implemented in almost all countries of the world. Therefore, the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, has released data which shows the impact of COVID-19 on the tourism sector. Before the pandemic, in 2019, there were 1.5 billion international tourist arrivals. Especially for countries with an emerging economy and a strong dependence on tourism, the absence of it has led to damage with serious consequences. In fact, the number of international tourist arrivals declined by 74% between March and December 2020 compared to the previous year. This decrement is way more drastic than the decrease registered in 2009 during the global economic crisis. At that time, a decrease of only 4% was shown. In pre-pandemic times, the tourism sector was providing millions of jobs with a high share of women and youth. Estimates indicate that since 2020, 100 to 120 million direct tourism jobs have been at risk. Experts do not expect a return to pre-COVID arrival levels until 2023, as the line graph in absolute numbers demonstrates. Scenarios illustrate that it will take about 2.5 to 4 years to fully recover and re-reach 2019 levels. There are different forecasts concerning travel arrival development. After having reached a low point of 381 million tourist arrivals in 2020, the arrivals could increase very quickly, creating a steeply rising curve. Opinions differ on what will happen next. The curve could either flatten approximately in 2024 or continue to rise. At present, the main barriers to recuperation are travel restrictions, slow containment of the virus, low traveler confidence, and a poor economic environment. This reflects in travel behavior as well. Domestic travel has increased compared to international travel. Retirees are more likely to stay at home. Meanwhile, younger tourists appear to be more resilient during this pandemic when it comes to journeys. Another notable observation is that open-air experiences in nature have emerged as popular travel choices. There are different points of views on whether these trends will last or vanish after we will have overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. Surely that'll be interesting to examine in the future.